This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert's part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. We started it back in mid-March of 2020 when we couldn't record concerts at my desk at NPR due to the pandemic. You can watch this concert at NPR.org or on the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tiny Desk Concert. My name is M. Ward, and I'm here to play some songs that people requested on various social media places. And I hope everyone is staying safe and healthy out there. It's a mad world, and I hope everyone's staying creative. And we had to cancel our tour this time around, but hopefully we'll see you all on the next run. I'm just going to be doing some songs that people requested on Instagram and all those other media sites. And Eventually, do some new music from a record that I just put out called Migration Stories. I'm going to do a song now from 2006 called Chinese Translation. It goes like this.
Well, I sailed the wild sea, I climbed up a tall mountain, I met an old man. He he sat beneath the sapling tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, you're gonna have to pick just three. So I said, what do you do with the pieces of broken heart? How can a man like me remain in the light? And if a life is really as short as they say, why is the night so long? And then the sun went down and he sang for me this song. He said, I once was a young man like you. Yeah, I was afraid to do the things that I knew I had to do. So I played the escapade just like you. Yeah, I played the escapade just like you. Well, I sailed a wild sea, I climbed up a tall mountain. I met an old man, he sat beneath the sapling tree. Now he said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. Oh, but my time here is brief, you're gonna have to pick just three. So I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? And how can a man like me remain in the light? And if a life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long? And then that sun went down and he played for me this song. Stomped with his feet and he clapped with his hands. He summoned all of his joy when he laughed. It suffered all of his joy when he cried. Sometimes when he got into talking, well, he could rattle on and on. He was a good man, yeah, but now he's gone. And in war he was a tiger, when it was over like a dove. Summoned all of his strength in the climb. It suffered all of his strength in the fall. Sometimes when he got into fighting, well, he could fight with you all day long. Well, he was a good man, yeah, but now he's gone. put his trust in a higher power. He held his power like that holy grail, and it suffered all of his faith in the lifted. It suffered all of his faith if he failed. His heart was stronger than a heavy metal bullet, and that's why I dedicate this song. Well, he was a good man, yeah, but now he's gone. Was stronger than a heavy metal bullet. That's why I dedicate this song.
America, we're still here. NPR Tiny Desk. My name's M. Ward. Here's my new CD. I'm going to do a song from this thing called Coyote Mary's Traveling Show. And it goes like this.
Shut the door on yesterday. Bring down the lightning in a jar. Proud Mary wheel so proudly rolling, long after daytime ends. How do you like to celebrate? Now this fire's embers and ash. Blue heron echoed down that motorway. Says, can we make this night last? For every traveling show needs a host with a mouth who could conjure a bed from a couch. If it's a wrestling pin that the world's got you in, well, you'd better have yourself a friend, yeah, when your lights go out. Tomorrow's out of my range. Here now's all there's to know. We shut the door on yesterday. Here at this traveling show. Tomorrow's out of my range. Here now's all there's to know. We shut the door on yesterday. Here at this traveling show.
All right, let's change guitars here. Total requests, total requests. This next one's called Poison Cup.
One or two won't do, 'cause I want it all. And a sip, yeah, a sip or a spoonful won't do. No, 'cause I want it all. If love is a poison cup, well then drink it up. Cause a sip, a spoonful won't do. No, that won't do nothing for you. Oh, but mess you up. So I hope, yeah, I hope, hope you know what this means. I'ma give you everything. I'ma give you everything.
All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening to the Tiny Desk. Here by my Tiny Desk, and wish everybody the best and good health and peace and love. And I'm gonna do one more song here. It's an old one that got requested, called "A Voice at the End of the Line." It goes like this.
If all I had was just one final call, would you answer my ring? Would you hear it at all? See, 'cause I've spent my life trying to make up my mind, and now all I want is a voice at the end of the line. Have I lost my luck in an unlucky bed? Could you clear name? could you cancel my debt? See, 'cause I spent my life trying to make someone mine. And now all I want is a voice at the end of the line. I've spent way too much time inside myself. I don't know what I was thinking about. Oh, and deep in my mind, I am dialing your number now. Cause I've spent my life trying to make someone mine. And now all I want is a voice at the end of the line.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. 3 stories, 15 minutes, Up First every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
From WABE Studios, the podcast where they read stories is a new children's storytelling podcast featuring notable Atlantans and performers reading classic and contemporary children's books. Each episode contains a story meant to entertain, inspire, and inform young listeners. No screens required. Listen to the podcast where they read stories on WABE, part of the NPR Podcast Network.